Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberdy. We often go into the weeds on economic issues here in Money Matters. Today, instead of going into the weeds, however, we'll go down the rat hole. Literally, one wouldn't think that rats have anything to do with economics, but these furry little bastards just had a sizable economic effect on my budget when they chewed away at not one, not two, but three of my car's electrical systems. I had no idea rats held an affinity for wiring, but they do, and it cost me over $2,000 in total to fix all three cars. All three cars were covered with one of those car covers at one time or another, and that was the only similarity between them. My daughter was away at college, so I covered her Mazda for a few months. The other two cars I cover to preserve the paint, since they don't get driven more than once a week or so. I do have a monthly pest service, but it wasn't until the car's warning lights came on and we got the cars up on a rack that we discovered why the various electrical systems went out. The rodents had munched through various wires and harnesses on all three of my cars. It was then I called the pest company and they informed me that covered cars can become homes to rats seeking shelter. Rats need to sharpen their teeth, and they did so on my vehicles, costing me a potload of money. That got me thinking about my monthly services in general, and the ones I have, which are few, but it can be economically viable in certain cases to have a monthly service versus calling a company every time you have a problem. The three monthly services I have are pest control, a home warranty, and a pool service. I have good reasons for having all three. I once had rats in my house in Marin County, and you never just have one rat. They infested the walls before I even knew what happened. I tried trapping them myself, and that turned out to be a nightmare. We tried poison, and the rats died inside the walls. What a cluster that was. If you have a bad pest problem, or a rat or a mouse shows up, you have to address it immediately, obviously. If you don't have a monthly service, you have to schedule a one-time service call. They'll likely charge you up for the visit just to come out along with the actual service charge. If they have to come back out, bang, another fee. Pretty much the same with a lot of service contractors. In contrast, I pay the pest guys about $43 a month for whatever I need, whenever I need it. I call them anytime and they come out the next day and they take care of everything. No questions asked and no bill. They even have non-toxic solutions, so I'm good with that. On the pool service, I guess I could do that myself, but I had small children in the house and I don't want the chemicals around. With all the businesses I have, I'm a very busy guy. I just don't have time to balance the pH and various chemicals, and I suck at it anyway. I'm told that if you get the wrong pH or chemical imbalance in your pool, you can possibly stain the bottom and the sides of the pool, as well as damage the equipment, so the monthly service fee also made sense for our family. Finally, I have a home warranty service. I pay about $150 a month, up from about $60 a month when I started it 15 years ago. There's that inflation again. There is now a $100 charge every time I call, but over the years I have had almost every appliance in my house replaced, as well as a couple of well pumps, a heater, and a pool pump. There is no doubt, at least in my mind, I have saved tons of money and stress using this service. I will continue to have all these three contracts as they make economic sense because they have saved me time, money, and stress over the decade and a half I have used them. Whether you decide any monthly services for your home maintenance requires a bit of research and some simple math, taking a few minutes to see what contract services are available on a monthly basis versus calling someone out every time you have a problem, may be a worthwhile endeavor. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only and is not the opinion of this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979 and California insurance license OAL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberdy.